has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is it just you?
Well, I just now got
Gabriella.
On. Okay.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Muting.
Please join me in saying the Anabekoah. Anabekoah, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel, Yitzhak Tzadik, Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora. Ufreshayan sintet nun. Rasatan, terapsatan. Or we can rearrange the letters to spell sha'arkatan, small gates, reminding us to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, as this is the entry point for the negative system. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamre nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin parnasa and healing, sustenance and healing. Barhem takarem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlin Betet Resh Sadi Taf Gimel. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Pasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata. Tet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zopre Kedushata. Yud Gimelamed, Bey Zion Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creation, creativity, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatsia Katenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Malchut in its essence of kingship, kingdom, manifestation. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseh.
Has joined.
La'alafim. No say I won't with us, Moshe, the Hata Avinake. connect to the energy of certainty by reading and studying a verse from Parashat Yitro from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's known as Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kutshab rifu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu liakta l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'sok Torah mitzvah Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandukucha Rihu Koma Diaved Leila Wetata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belayed lach mila bialma divaye bardash. Ledach yale ya mine ya ulan haga. Beya kalana de hakulu ovada. Dig shot inun wikola its derich. Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We will study a verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom liami li Israel. Untati wishakan, takta willo yergaz, od willo yosifu. Bene avlala anoto, ka asher barishona. The energy of our current year, 5781. Is redemption. We will study a verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy of redemption. The verse is from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. By studying this verse, we help to prepare our vessels for the redemption. Wegam hehem eka lakohanim laleviim. Amar Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka akaheta. Ezayo la la da la awa he he ya. Yozala me be he he re yo he ko me. La awa ka yo la wa wa.
Has joined.
Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he a he a a yo re ta shi a he. Reyo yo awa me laka be washi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nuda. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la re yo ashi la me yo he. Wahe wa danu yo he he shi ame me. Nu nu a nu yo mates a re. Wa me be yo hey hey, anu wa me he yo. La me be me nu ko, ayo a he be wa. Re a hey yo be me, hey yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi lo yo hey anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da le he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo hey hey shia yo re ta shia hey re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he hey ka a ko me nu da anu yo hey wa me re hey a yo he za hey she hey me ha ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a la me ta hey. Wa he wa da la yo he yo chi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he pe me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. La he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 15th day of Iyar, Rabbi Chaim Meir Yechiel Shapira of Mogilnitz. Please cover your eyes, and we will all join together to say, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will say the Ani meditation, which is a tool we use to climb the tree of life. We begin at the bottom with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. You ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu. You ahuni wu yohu. Od. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. I ahini wi yohi. I ahini wi yohi. Tahini Weohi. Tiferet. Io Ahoni Wo Yo Ho. Io Ahoni Wo Yo Ho. Io Ahoni Wo Yo Ho. Gavura. Ia Ash Niwiosh. Ia Ash. We Niwiosh. Ia Ash Niwiosh. Hesed. Ya ahemi we yo he. Ya ahemi we yo he. Ya ahemi we yo he. Bina. Ya ahemi we yo he. Ya ahemi we yo he. Ya ahemi we yo he. Achma. Ya ahemi wa yo ha. Ia ahani wa yo ha. Ia ahani wa yo ha. Keter. Ia ahani wa yo ha. Ia ahani wa yo ha. Ia ahani wa yo ha. The abridged Kaddish. It kadal, it kadash, may Rabbah, and we all say Amen. The Almadiv, Rakirute, Viam, Lich, Malchute, Bechaye, Honuio, Mecho, Uvachaye, they call Beit Yisrael, Ba'agalav, Vizman Kariv. Vid barach, vid tabach, vid par, vid romam, vid nase, vid tadar, vid tale, vid talal, shemede kudsha. Leila min kol birkata, tushbechata, v'nechem v'shira, tushbechata, v'nechemata, da'amiran bi'alma. Shlomo Rabba min Shemaya, v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. O se shalom b'imromav, hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Today's class can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's in the row 14, the second column from the left. When that landing page opens up with the list of all of the classes from the Ari, scroll down to Parashat Emor. And the second link under that Parashah Emor is the Avenging the Death of Abel, Part 2, and that's our handout for tonight. Last year, we studied the Avenging the Death of Abel, Part 1. So we are just continuing from last year. And of course, everybody remembers perfectly that I'm being facetious. But you have the handout if you want to review it after our class. In this week's parasha, we are told, the son of an Israelite woman and an Egyptian man went outside amongst the children of Israel. And that son of an Israelite woman contended with an Israelite man in the camp. So the son of the Israelite woman blasphemed the name of God and cursed, and they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shilomit, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. They put him in jail until Moses could tell them what Hashem said to do with him. And God spoke to Moses, saying, bring the cursor outside the camp, and all those who heard him curse should place their hands upon his head, and then all the congregation should stone him. Now you know that there is a screen separating the worlds of Yetzirah and Asiyah that acts as a veil, shielding Asiyah from the light of Yetzirah. This veil is the malchut of that world, Yetzirah. That malchut is called the letter Dalet, and is the significance of the Dalet of the word for one. In Hebrew, it's Echad, and I am adding, a better translation of the Hebrew word for screen is a curtain. The malchut of any world is the interface between that world and the world below it on the chain of spiritual development. The light, or the consciousness of the higher world, is translated into or projected onto terms that are meaningful in the lower world, which is in fact defined by this lower level of divine consciousness. According to Jewish law, when we recite the Shema, Hear, O Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one, we are to meditate on certain allusions in the spelling of the word for one, Echad. This word is spelled Aleph Chet Dalet. The word Aleph means chief, aloof. The numerical value of Chet and Dalet are 8 and 4, respectively. We are to consider how the chief of the world, Hashem, is master of the 8, the 7 heavens and the earth. And the 4 are the 4 directions. The letter Dalet signifies God's mastery over the horizontal dimension of space. Thus, the Chet signifies God's mastery over the vertical dimension, including the spiritual realms above, the physical universe. And the letter Dalet signifies God's mastery over the horizontal dimensions of space. The Dalet thus represents the spatial expanse at the bottom of the spiritual, physical hierarchy of the world. As such, it correlates to Malchut, the lowest level of any world. It is further known that Chesed and Geburah correspond to the name Ahwah. This divine name, Ahwah, Aleph Hey Vav Hey, does not appear explicitly in the Bible, but is encoded as the initials of many phrases. In most contexts, it is associated with the Sephirah of Dot, which contains the sources of Chesed and Givurah, which is why there are 4 compartments in the Tefillin instead of the 3 we would expect, being that the intellect comprises 3 Sephirot, Chachma, Bina, and Dat. But Dat has 2 compartments, 2 levels. Now, this son of the Egyptian taskmaster was meant to rectify the sin of Cain and Abel, who personified Chesed and Geburah. With the power of this name for which he was sustained, as is alluded to in the initials of the words for, and the son of the Israelite woman blasphemed the name and they brought him, as well as in the initials of the words for the soothsayers and the wizards, the verse from 2 Kings, he sought to puncture this veil, and thereby draw down divine beneficence on his mother, who was in Asiyah. So his consciousness for cursing was to puncture the curtain, move the curtain aside so that he could draw that direct light energy into the physical world. And this is what happens whenever you curse. Since the son of the taskmaster was intended to rectify the sin of Cain and Abel, he derives spirituality from their spiritual source, which is Chesed and Gevurah. He therefore was able to manipulate the name of Hashem associated with these two sephirot, which is the name Ahwah. Aleph Hey, Vav Hey. The most basic initials that form the name Ahwah are those of the words from the first verse in the Torah. The phrase, the heavens and the earth, et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz. You see the initials, Aleph Hey, Vav Hey. This name thus represents the power to join heaven and earth, to unite, which is why it is associated with the Sephirah of Dot, the power to unite Chachma and Bina and produce offspring from them. The Midot are the offspring. This is also why the word Dot is used to describe marital union. And in the phrase, Adam knew his wife, Eve, and she became pregnant. The son of the taskmaster thus wanted to misuse this divine name. The son of the taskmaster thus wanted to misuse this divine name in order to unite that which is not meant to be normally united. He wanted to draw down divine beneficence from the world of Yetzirah into the world of Asiyah, a level of holiness onto a realm that cannot normally lay claim to such a level. In this way, he thought that he could purify his mother and rid her of the scourge of her immodesty. I didn't really write any comments up to now significantly, but I want to kind of make a comment. It's an unwritten comment, but we're talking about the Egyptian man that Moses killed. You remember the story that Moses killed a man and then he had to run away into the various places until he went to Yitro and married Zipporah. I'm obviously shortening the process. But that Egyptian man was literally the nephesh of Cain. And so when Moses killed him, he rectified the killing of Abel by Cain because Moses was Abel. And Yitro was Cain, but at the level of Neshama, while as the Egyptian was at the level of the Nefesh. And so when the Ari said the purpose of this impregnation of the Jewish woman was an attempt to rectify the sin of the murder by bringing a life. The phrase soothsayer and wizards are et ha-ovot ve-et ha-yidonim, which the first letters are aleph hey, vav hey. Shilomit was considered to be in the world of Asiyah. In this world, the power of evil is greater than the power of holiness. In Yetzirah, the powers of evil and the holiness are on equal footing. And in the world of Briah, the power of holiness is greater than the power of evil. This is the meaning of he blasphemed the name, taking the word for blaspheme to be cognate or sounding light to the word, and he bored a hole in its door, alluding to Malchut of Yetzirah, which is called the door. Boring a hole in its door was putting the Hebrew slave who didn't want to leave his master. And so he was taken to the door, and a hole was bored in his ear, and essentially trying to attach him to the door to Yetzirah. So you have another level of understanding of that particular phrase. Thus, the proof text from the Book of Kings does not only provide us with the literal meaning of the word for blasphemy, but also with the imagery associated with blasphemy, making a hole in a door. The name of the letter Dalet, which we said above, signifies Malchut, literally means door. This is appropriate, since Malchut is the door from the lower world to its own world, and vice versa. A door swings open, but it also represents movement from the lower level to the higher level, and movement from the higher level to the lower level. That's what's being said in that paragraph. The reason all the congregation, the Sanhedrin and the Torah scholars, were the ones who had to stone him is because only they can receive the additional ray of Shabbat consciousness during the week, as well as is known. And this is telling us that not everybody can receive an additional soul that will last them till Tuesday, which they receive on Shabbat, but it lasts till Tuesday. But only the Torah scholar has that capability. Someone who is doing work, mundane work, has to relinquish that soul at the end of Shabbat. It is, of course, impossible for the whole people of Israel to stone anybody. So this verse is interpreted to mean that the representatives of the people, the Sanhedrin, the judges, or the High Court of Justice, were to do the stoning. All processes of spiritual growth must pass through the three stages of ego, submission. This Torah scholar, by virtue of his consciousness being fully imbued with the Torah he studies, is able to sustain something of the divine consciousness we normally attain only on Shabbat throughout the week. For this reason, the Zohar states that a Torah scholar is likened to Shabbat. Rabbi Shalom Sharabi points out that on Shabbat, the world of Atzilut shines into the world of Briah, meaning that the intellect is imbued with divine consciousness that transcends intellect. By invoking the name Awa, and thereby improperly opening the world of Asiyah to the world of Yetzirah, the blasphemer was also causing the consciousness of the higher worlds, Briah and Atzilut, to descend unnaturally. This had to be rectified by those who personify those words, the Torah scholars and the Sanhedrin. The explanation dovetails with another reason given why the blasphemer blasphemed. According to the sages, when he heard the law of the showbread, which immediately precedes the account of his blasphemy, he scoffed at the fact that the Torah requires the showbread to remain in the temple for 9 days, and only then is eaten by the priests. A king should be served fresh bread every day, not stale 9-day-old bread. In fact, the showbread miraculously remained fresh for 9 days. According to this, his scoffing at Shabbat made him blaspheme. It was therefore proper that the Sanhedrin and the scholars, who are likened to Shabbat, be the ones to stone him. From all this, we see the importance of being fit to receive divine consciousness and the seriousness of the error of trying to reform evil by shining divine consciousness on it before it has been made ready for it. The Baal Shem Tov taught that all processes of spiritual growth must pass through the 3 stages of ego submission. The 3 stages of ego are submission, separation between good and evil, and finally sweetening of evil through good. I am adding, there appears to be only 2 of the 3 stages as taught by the Baal Shem Tov. The missing stage is the 1st stage, submission. Identify the evil that is mixed with good. Only then can one start to separate between good and evil. The mistake is being reluctant to slay the evil context before trying to sweeten the good. We see here, it seems, an instance of trying to skip the 2nd stage. Of trying to sweeten evil without first separating it out, without destroying its evil context. Sweetening evil is possible only because of the inner core of good that is present within it. And this can be revealed only if we crush the outer shell or the context of evil within which the inner good is trapped. When we do Teshuvah, as we approach Rosh Hashanah during the month of Elul, we really cannot do Teshuvah for items that are totally, wholly selfish. But the assumption is, and the reality is, that we may do a negative action, but we are truing it for a consciousness of good. It may turn out to be a negative action, but our intentions are good. And that's the assumption that we deal with all of our negative actions. But this verse and this teaching of the Ari is saying that if you don't have a good intention, and you do a negative action with a negative intention, you cannot do teshuva. You cannot separate between the good and the evil because there is no good in that action. The mistake of all would be, but misguided spiritualists says the Baal Shem Tov is being reluctant to slay the evil context before trying to sweeten the good inner core. Instead, they try to sweeten the outer reality, but this outer reality is not ready to be sweetened. In fact, it exists only to be resisted, rejected, and destroyed by being identified for what it is. Only when this is done can we proceed to sweeten reality by revealing the inner good that truly lies within everything. And this is essentially speaking different words about what I was talking about, where your consciousness, your inner good, is to do a mitzvah, to do a good deed, to do something that you consider positive and for a good intention. But when your intention is negative, then even the outer shell is evil and remains evil. Cannot, there's no teshuvah for something like that. At least that's my opinion. The mistake of all would-be but misguided spiritualists, says the Baal Shem Tov, is being reluctant to slay the evil context before trying to sweeten the good, inner core. Instead, they try to sweeten the outer reality. But this outer reality is not destroyed by being identified for what it is. Only when this is done can we proceed to sweeten reality by revealing the inner good that truly lies within everything. That's the completion of this class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, we have a morning class at 7 a.m. where we will study the third Aliyah of Parashat Emor. Then our 11 o'clock class is continuing our study of the Sefer Shoftim, the Book of Judges. At 4 o'clock, we will have a counting of the Omer and a deep Zohar class. And at 7 p.m. tomorrow, we will study the Ari's discussion about Lag BaOmer. I hope you'll join us for one or all of these classes. Again, are there any questions? I bid you all Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening and a wonderful tomorrow.
Shalom.
Shalom Gadol. Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom Gadol.